The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.' There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying, 'He is one, and there is no other than He,' and to love Him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. It is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
All right, I'm going to do something I have never done before. I am going to put one of you on the spot. Ooh. Oh, no, this isn't a volunteer. The person is just one person. So we had a class on baptism earlier this week. And one of the people that were there, one of her sibling was going to get baptized. And she wanted to know, what did she want to know? Who asked the question? I know you're here. Raise your hand. Come on. There you go. It was a great question. So what did you want to know? Oh, you got to speak louder than that. I'm old and deaf. What was it? Why could I get married and a priest couldn't get married? Well, I don't know, you know. Father may go, that might be a good thing that he can't get married. Well, the diaconate is, well, there are deacons and then there are deacons. I bet you, how many of you know that he is still a deacon? Did you know that? Because when you're a deacon, you're a priest, you could even become a bishop. You could become pope. No? Don't want to do that. All right. Well, with deacons, a deacon is a servant of the church. Deacons visit the sick. Deacons do memorial services, do gravesides. And yes, deacons can be married. Whatever they're at in their point of life when they're ordained, they can continue. So if you're going to become a deacon, you don't go to your wife and go, "Well, dear, I'm sorry, but you know, God's calling me," and off with you. No. Deacons can still be married. Now, if something, God forbid, was to happen to my wife, and I couldn't remarry. But deacons can be married. The diaconate process, when I did it, took about 5 years, kind of like over school years, a couple times a month. You met, you learned more. At the very end, they had this big test. And so my wife and I went in, and they asked us all these questions. First two questions, I didn't know the answer. I'm going, this is not a good start for this. So I went through, answered some more questions. And then we got done and we went and we sat out and we waited. And we waited. And we waited. Do teachers ever, you know, like you do a test and the teacher, you grade the test during the class? You guys still, anybody still do that? No. Okay, well, anyways, so we were waiting and going, I wonder what it means that they're taking so long. And we waited, and finally they came out. And I went, okay, here's the, you know, well, Jay and Candy, I'm sorry. Oh, no, I'm sorry, you were fine. We just hadn't seen each other for a while, and so we were talking. I was, you know, I probably had a pulse of 160. It was just very stressful. But deacons can be married. However, there is a key thing in there. Right before ordination, you go on a retreat, and there's this piece of paper. If you're married, your wife has to sign and say, it's okie dokie that you become a deacon. Your wife doesn't sign it, no deacon for you. It was that point, so there were some of the wives were going, okay, if you guys want new furniture or jewelry, now is the time to say, you know, okay, you get me this and I'll sign. But no, nobody did that. Being a deacon in the Catholic Church is an amazing opportunity. It allows me to talk to you, to preach, to proclaim the gospel, to see people who are sick in the community. I've also visited people in prisons. There is a number of things you can do as a deacon. So who knows? We might have a deacon or two or 30 out here. And I'm sorry, right now the diaconate is only for men. However, they are still looking at the possibility of women deacons. That's not something that's off the table. I don't know when it's going to happen. It may happen in 30 years. I don't know. But it's all possible. So look at your life. Remember your friends. Remember your family. Remember those out there who may hurt, who may need help. And helping your friend could be something as simple as, oh, hey, I noticed that this person was sick and they live by me, so I'm going to take them their homework. They probably don't think of you as a friend doing that, but, you know, that's an okay thing to do because we're all here to help one another. And that's what makes God's kingdom here on earth.
Please may write.